David Govedere, the artist behind the iconic Bloomsday Runner statues in Spokane's Riverfront Park and the Wild Horse Memorial in Central Washington, died just before Thanksgiving. Spokane Public Radio spoke to artists across the region about the impact of Govedere's work and his life. In his life, David Govedere produced hundreds of metal sculptures. His pieces adorned buildings, parks, and landscapes across the Inland Northwest. Govedere's longtime friend, musician Carrie Fly, says the artist came up with ideas for sculptures and designs quickly, but he also thought about a piece's long-term value and how they might look in decades or after hundreds of years.
For one long period of 20 years or so, he was making everything out of steel and iron that would rust, kind of like the runners in the park. He goes, these things have a lifespan of over 500 years. And he goes, by then they're going to look really cool as they rust away. And he wanted them to rust away. This is the kind of guy he is. Because that's what we do. We get born and then we kind of grow and then we kind of rust away.
Fly says Govedere was well known among and worked with musicians and artists. In addition to creating personal pieces for many of his friends, he also designed album covers, including Fly's 7 albums. Govedere's pieces are almost all metalwork. They often portray people and nature, animals, and the stars. He often drew inspiration from Native American cultural themes. Govedere is best known in Washington for Grandfather Cuts Loose the Ponies, a sculpture of 15 horses atop a bluff overlooking the Columbia River and I-90 in Grant County. Karen Mobley, an artist who previously administered public art projects for the city of Spokane, says the horses are an example of the energy and style that runs through most of Govedere's pieces.
I think that piece, that Vantage, is very successful because it gives you the sense that there's something really happening up there on the hill. And it works up close, but it also works from quite a distance. I mean, it's a thing that I think probably almost everyone who drives back and forth to Seattle looks up there to make sure it's still there because it's so impressive and it has such a strong presence there.
Govedere had been working to finish the sculpture since it was erected more than 30 years ago. His original design included a large metal basket the horses were running out of, but Govedere never had the funds to build it. Over the years, he did manage to make other improvements. With the assistance of friends, Govedere carved a trail up the hillside to make the piece more accessible. In a 2018 interview with longtime friend Don Hamilton, Govedere said, whatever the sculpture's future, it was important to him to preserve its wildness.
The sculpture itself is eminently wild, like the wild grasses and the sage and the basaltic rock and the river. Everything here is pristinely left alone and wild. This sculpture, in its completion and in its generational time, it's going to be here over the generations, needs to keep that look to it. It has to keep that look. So anything we do to make it better for viewers as far as their experience needs to be done with a consideration of keeping the site primitive. Because if people pull up here and they saw gift store and bathrooms and guard railings and all kinds of things, then the piece would instantly lose much of what it says.
Govedere grew up in California and moved to Spokane in the early 1970s. His other well-known pieces include The Joy of Running Together in Riverfront Park, a public art piece he crafted in honor of Bloomsday, and the eagle and osprey feather sculptures that stand near downtown Coeur d'Alene. Govedere also built many smaller pieces for public buildings around Washington, including schools in Spokane, Spokane County, and Colville. David Govedere leaves behind one son, Forrest, who he mentored in metalwork. Govedere's friends are hoping to preserve his workshop and home in Chihuahua, and they are working to raise money to build the metal basket that would finish Grandfather Sets Loose the Ponies in his honor. I'm Rebecca White, reporting.